So Thursday you were on, Chris Balke, you were on with John Williams.
John Williams,
a real
yes.
radio show. Yeah. And you were also on with John Hanson.
John Hanson,
another real radio
week, yes.
host. And
professional.
Professional. Steve's going on John's show.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And Janelle's going on John's
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, great.
So, yeah. So if That's it wasn't fun. If it wasn't for Home Sweet Home Chicago, John Hanson would have no guests.
They were teeing me up for the show, you know, just getting me warmed up.
I'll just say it. All Iridian has to do, which is John's producer, is just go to the 25 people on WGN David, look at all of our experts and say, I wonder who we're going to poach from Huckberg's show this time. Okay? I'm just saying.
And but I was
we all
want to
be poached.
You were on last week. Steve's on tomorrow. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. And Janelle's on Wednesday.
Okay.
When's the last time I was on, John? I can't, like, crickets. I don't even know.
I don't know.
So when you were on with John Williams.
Yes.
We met after in the hallway, and you were telling me all about your product. And I'm just like, I thought people painted brick. And can you explain that? Explain the process first so our listeners on what the heck you do. And then explain why you shouldn't paint brick, why you don't recommend painting brick as opposed to staining.
Okay, so painting brick, it's typically you're just covering up the brick. And brick needs to breathe. I mean, that's its biggest characteristic. It needs to breathe. And paint is just trapping the moisture underneath. You're going to eventually have fading, peeling, and chipping, and eventually you could have spalling, where the brick actually explodes and falls apart, because that moisture needs
gets
to come
trapped.
Out. Yeah, you'll see that all the time.
Wow.
And that becomes a headache. Now, we use a stain that actually soaks into the brick and dyes the brick and becomes a part of the brick, and it's completely breathable. So it's allowing moisture to escape. It's only changing the color of the brick, and it's not sitting on top of the brick.
You have, okay, so you have black, dark brown, red brick, and you want to turn that house into a white house. Can that be done?
It can be done. I mean, that'll take a couple applications, but it can be done. We have semi-transparent, transparent and solid stain. So in a particular situation like that, we'd probably use a solid stain. You know, that would just eliminate that background color. But there's times where you have a black and you want that to be an undertone, so we'll put on a semi-transparent and allow that black undertone to come through. It'll change the color of the tint that we're putting on top of it. And that's where it gets kind of fun, because then we can change different variations.
So I have a home down the street from me that's kind of like that orange, yellow, peach.
Right. Salmon colors are completely outdated. Yes.
And it's a unique, it's on an angle, you know, so they like positioned it on a 45 degree angle on their 110 by 285 piece of land. It's a goofy layout, okay? And to boot, it's just this color, right?
Yeah, I hope your neighbors don't listen to this show.
They know who they are.
Well, they know, because they can call me.
They probably like it. That's why they did it.
No, they can't sell it. It's been on the market at least four or five times. Emmis. It's been on the market four or five times the past 8 years. They can't sell it.
Wow.
Okay, because it's impacting my value.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm upset. So I might just stain it. No, I'm just saying, if somebody's looking at that, going, you know, I like the house on an angle. It's got some unique features. It's got an open concept, and I just don't like the color. Okay, it's probably a 6,000 square foot house.
Yeah, we've had a lot of situations like that before. We had a client who fell in love with the home and almost didn't buy it because she couldn't stand the outdated brick color. She knew she wanted a brick home, and painting it wasn't an option. So her realtor introduced her to our services, and after a couple consultations, she felt confident moving forward. We were able to stain the brick, update it to the look that she was looking to, you know, the look she wanted, and she bought the home.
That's a game changer.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's
it happens all the time.
Expands the home. Now you can get the home you like, because I think the color of the brick obviously would stop you from buying it. Like David would never buy that.
Curb appeal is everything.
It's a curb appeal. That's the first thing. Absolutely. I mean, when she drove up, that was the first thing she saw. She just couldn't stand the look of that. It was, you know, an eyesore. And then she could go and look at 10 other houses down the block with the same layout and pick one of those houses.
Wow.
You know, so
it's a game changer.
Game changer, yeah. That's awesome.
All right, and there's packages being delivered to somebody's home in the studio here. That's the ring bell. All right, I got this question. We're going to go to break. Steven interrupted your segment by talking about something that nobody cared about. It's from Chuck Donahue.
Okay.
He is a home inspector.
Okay.
Huge fan of the show. Listens all the time. I have home inspections tomorrow. Thank God. That's what he said, right? It's been a little slow. And probably will miss most of the show. So hopefully he's listening. Now, I told him we would get him a copy of the segment. My question is, since bricks breathe, what does the brick staining guy, you, hence the name brick staining guy, say to the brick industry, the entire industry, not recommending staining and especially painting of exterior bricks, which you covered, which we will answer after the break? That's called a tease, by the
Sounds
way.
Good.
How'd you like it? That's your first radio.
It. I'm turned on.
Okay. That's good. You fit right in. Sick bitch. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I think they're writing up the contract because you fit right in.
Okay.
And the song that you selected out of It's Raining Men.
It's YMCA. I mean, at first I had It's Raining Men, so I was a little bit confused. But it's YMCA by the Village People.
Okay, so you're going to do YMCA at the end of the show. All right. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is on from Chicago 720 WJ. Okay, home inspection. He's got a home inspection tomorrow. Okay. Chuck, the home inspector. Question is, since bricks breathe, what does the brick staining guy say to the entire brick industry? Okay, now this is from one man.
Yep.
Not recommending staining and especially painting of exterior bricks. Thanks, Chuck, the home inspector. Go.
Well, I think because there's a misconception about painting and staining. So when they think staining, they're thinking paint. I mean, that's obvious. The products we're using have been used for over 100 years, and we have test results on breathability. So I would just ask them, what type of stain are they talking about? You know, because there is oil-based stains and water-based stains. We use mineral-based stains, and they're completely breathable. So, I mean, test results don't lie, so you just have to, you know, read the information.
And you told us during the break that the brick staining is exactly similar to staining a piece of wood and extending the life of, say, a deck.
Well, it is. So these products are designed for masonry, but it's similar to wood stain. We have transparent, semi-transparent, or solid. So when you're staining wood, the stains are actually soaking into the pores of the wood, and then it's dyeing the wood.
Right.
And then you would put a poly on after over top of it to protect the life expectancy of that stain. So the products we use are similar. We can put on a transparent to allow some of that brick tone to show through. We can put on a solid to completely cover up the color of that tone. And then at the very end, we do apply a sealer water repellent, but it's another breathable product, so it allows moisture to escape. The same, like I said, the same way as that you would put a poly on. It's just extending the life expectancy of the stain. It's just adding a little extra protection for your home.
Phone number?
312-459-8937.